It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
It is the national news. It's the WIA national news for week commencing July 28, 2024. Coming up to our 30th year of non-stop news, Australia's longest running ham radio continuous news broadcasts. This week, WIA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, bringing to the attention of affiliated clubs some very important reminders. Alan, VK4SN, the WIA's Trans-Tasman and RD Contest Manager. Shane, VK4KHZ, with an update of upcoming ARIS events in our region. But wait, there is much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB, and who's this?
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. Here is the news. Issue number 4 of AR Magazine will, from this week, be landing in your letterbox, your post office box, or your local newsagent. I'm trusting that some listeners have already received the hard copy edition. For those that haven't, you can at least content yourselves with the online electronic edition you can download from the WIA website. As I said last week, sunspots and propagation is the issue's theme, and I gave you a hint of articles to expect. Apart from that, you will find a variety of articles to hold your interest. For a start, Paul McMahon, VK3DIP, completes his series on a 10 MHz GPS discipline oscillator project, while Lou DiStefano, VK3AQZ, continues describing his comprehensive test sets for amateur transceivers. Once upon a time, a certain Mr. Smith chewed over the problems encountered with SWR, matching feed lines, and loads. He hit upon a cunning and wonderful idea. Put it all on a chart. The Smith chart can seem at once cunning and confusing. This issue, Newcomer's Notebook, compiled by Jules Perrin, VK3JFP, provides a newcomer's tour of the Smith chart, cutting through the confusion. For those of you that find yourself at a loose end and a bit bored, well, Peter Sumner, VK5PJ, has some timely advice for you on page 49. No drugs or exhausting exercise routines required. Mike Patterson, VK4MIK, provides a rundown about the on-air action with AX for Anzac Day when AM and CW created some excitement on the bands. Further, we have a listing of AR's annual awards, a concise compilation of what your WIA is currently doing and working for you, plus highlights from the WIA convention and AGM in May. As usual, our collection of columnists continue their contributions, from Alara to West News and the WIA DX awards listings. While the sunspot cycle waxes and wanes, you can rely on Waveguide, made from drains. Volume 92 of Amateur Radio Magazine, issue number 4, More Guts, Less Gab, proudly produced and printed in Australia. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
This is WA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and welcome to all listeners, wherever you might be, to the national news broadcast this week. This week I'd like to bring to the attention of affiliated clubs a couple of important things that are happening. Firstly, the WIA have just sent out an email in the past few days to all presidents and secretaries, and of course vice presidents are welcome to attend, an invitation to a roundtable briefing on Tuesday the 30th of July at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which will be conducted online. The briefing will be by the WIA Technical Advisory Committee Chair, Grant Willis, VK5GR, who will provide an overview and help affiliated clubs understand the scope of consultation on two important items. The first, introduce and explain the changes being proposed to the way repeater and beacon licensing is conducted and the implications for the new ACMA proposed FAP10 process. The WIA will also explain the purpose and high-level design of the new RALI technical standards for selecting amateur repeater and beacon frequencies. Second, WIA will also introduce the new 40-metre band plan consultation. What the identified issues are and what are some of the areas that we're seeking feedback on. For all presidents, vice presidents or secretaries of affiliated clubs wishing to attend, please email WIA Company Secretary Peter Klee at secretary@wia.org.au. I'll just repeat that, secretary@wia.org.au. Details of both consultations can be found and downloaded by visiting the WIA website at www.wia.org.au. Finally, affiliated clubs might be aware that the Australian Taxation Office, from the 2023 to 2024 income year, have introduced a new not-for-profit, NFP, self-review return that needs to be lodged with the ATO. This applies to non-charitable NFPs with an active ABN, and you must lodge an annual NFP self-review return to notify the ATO of your eligibility to self-assess as income tax exempt. From 1 July, NFPs self-review returns can be lodged online. A guide to help you to submit your self-review return can be found at ato.gov.au/NFP self-review guide. It is understood the return takes around 10 minutes to complete online. The ATO is taking a practical compliance approach to help NFPs meet their reporting requirements and will help NFPs meet their obligations. This includes recently extending the deadline to the 31st of March 2025 for those NFPs having difficulties with lodging returns online. The WIA will shortly be writing to all affiliated clubs, supplying a range of information to assist clubs in meeting their reporting obligations. Please also visit the ATO website at ato.gov.au for further information. That's it for me this week, and this has been Scott Williams, WIA President on behalf of the WIA Board. Best wishes.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Hello. Who listens to the BBC broadcast content internationally? The organisation has released its 2024 global audience measurement and put the number at 450 million weekly, an increase of 3 million from last year. The global audience measure is an annual update of how many people consume the BBC weekly for all international services in all countries across TV, radio, website and social media. It excludes the BBC's output aimed at the UK market. BBC World Service offerings, operating in 42 languages, drew an audience of 320 million. BBC News Arabic saw a 9% increase, which the broadcaster attributed to the Israel-Gaza war. The Gaza Daily Emergency Radio Service, broadcasting on 6:39 a.m, is also part of the figures. The Arabic feed is the BBC's second largest language service, behind its BBC News Hindi service. The FCC has charged 13 landlords in the New York City area in connection with illegal radio broadcasting. They've been put on notice by the Federal Communications Commission, which is charging them with permitting individuals to engage in illegal radio broadcasts. A new emergency alert system event code likely is coming soon to the USA. The Federal Communications Commission is set to vote next month on a plan to create a dedicated event code for missing and endangered persons. Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel says the new code MEP will save lives by helping people who are missing, at risk of being overlooked and in danger. The chairwoman said in a statement that while law enforcement agencies have used Amber Alerts on TV and radio to help mobilise public attention and recover abducted children, We do not have a similar code in the emergency alert system dedicated to sounding the alarm over other missing and endangered persons, particularly the thousands of missing native and indigenous women who have disappeared from their homes never to be seen again. Last year, approximately 188,000 adults who were reported missing in the United States fell outside the criteria for Amber Alerts, according to the FCC. The good old-fashioned game of soccer, football, used to be a simple affair. Two teams of 11 plus a few subs who were all wrangled by a referee and a couple of helpful linesmen. Long ago, these disparate groups lived together in harmony. Then everything changed. Now technology is being used to adjudicate all kinds of decisions, and fans are cheering, or in uproar, depending on how the hammer falls. That's only become even more prevalent in recent times, with smart balls the latest controversial addition to the world game, with their starring role at the recently held Euro 2024 championship more than evident. Adidas have been a pioneer of so-called connected ball technology. This involves fitting match balls with sensors which can track the motion of the ball in space. According to Adidas, an inertial measurement unit is suspended in the middle of the ball. This is done with a delicate structure that holds the unit stably in place without impacting the performance of the ball. Powering is a small battery that can be recharged using an induction system. The IMU runs at a rate of 500 Hz, allowing hits to the ball to be measured down to tiny fractions of a second. The ball also features an ultra-wideband radio system for position tracking. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wires 2024 and the RSGB IATA contest is this weekend, July 27. Last weekend saw the Trans-Tasman contest.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, the Trans-Tasman contest manager. Seems that all ops had a great time in last weekend's Trans-Tasman contest. Conditions were mostly excellent and activity was plentiful. Remember to have your log submitted by 1400 Zulu Sunday, the 28th of July. That's midnight on the East Coast. Submit logs via vklogchecker.com. The format required is Cabrillo. Some are confusing ADIF with Cabrillo, but they are two different formats. It's the Cabrillo one that we need. Remember, the Remembrance Day contest is the next VK contest, and it's happening on the 17th and 18th of August, just 3 weeks away. Best 73s and good luck. This is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
Thanks, Alan. Yes, as you said, the RD is fast approaching, 3 weeks away. This contest commemorates the Australian amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It is held on the weekend closer to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. A perpetual trophy is awarded annually to the Australian state or territory with the best performance. The name of the winning state or territory is inscribed on the trophy, and that state or territory then holds the trophy for 12 months. The winning state or territory is also given a certificate, as they are leading entrants. Amateurs will endeavour to contact amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and PT9, on all bands except WAC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RTE as per the era remembered. Again, the 2024 contest is 17th and 18th August. 44th ALARA contest, and this ALARA contest is always held on the last four weekend of August. Eligibility. All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate. Scout and Girl Guide groups are encouraged to take part using their club's equipment and call sign. Wilds work everyone. OMs work wilds only. Contest. Combined phone and CW run over 24 hours. Starts. Saturday 25th August 2024 at 0600 hours UTC. Ends Sunday 26th August 2024 at 0559 hours UTC. Suggested frequencies. All HF bands except 160 metres and WAC bands. Contacts made on EchoLink will also be accepted. Dix window to the world. OL 80 Carbon is active until the 30th of November to mark the 80th anniversary of Operation Carbon during World War II. This operation involved the dropping of paratroopers in the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. The Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia was a partially annexed territory of Nazi Germany that was established in 1939 after the German occupation of the Czech lands. A team of operators active using the call OL80 Carbon on CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands. More information is available on QRZ.com. South Cook Islands. Steve ZL2KE is on the air as E51KEE from Rarotonga and from Awataki until August 2nd on 8-10 meters using CW and SSB. QSL via IK2DUW. Bosnia and Herzegovina. E7100 radio is the special call sign for the Bosnia and Herzegovina IAA Member Society to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio innovation, community and advocacy. QSL via operator's instructions. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest group news, summits on the air, worldwide flora, fauna program, parks on the air, and other adventure groups. A de-expedition team is getting ready to operate from Canada's St. Paul Island, and it might be the last visit for a while. Yes, this windswept, environmentally sensitive, treeless island in Canada is about to become home to a team of 10 expeditioners. They will be getting on the air on the 26th of August and remain until the 5th of September. This is the St. Paul Island CY9C de-expedition, which has been granted access to the island by the Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceans for this short window of time. The island, which is off the coast of Nova Scotia in the Cabot Strait, has designations in three award schemes: POTA as Charlie Alpha 0122, Lighthouse Sierra Tango Papa 002, and IOTA November Alpha 094. This is a return trip for many on the team who will be focusing on CW, but also operating SSB, FT8 and RTTY. There will also be satellite and moon bounce operation. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. The first rumblings of the sun's next 11-year solar cycle have been detected in sound waves inside our home star, even though it is only halfway through its current one. This existing cycle is now at its peak, or solar maximum, which is when the sun's magnetic field flips and its poles swap places, until mid-2025. It affects activity on the sun's surface with sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections all more rampant at solar maximum. This leads to a surge in electromagnetic energy hurtling towards the Earth and makes aurorae visible more often and at lower altitudes. The current solar cycle, named Cycle 25 because it is the 25th since 1755, when extensive recording of solar sunspot activity began, started in 2019. Worldwide Special Interest Group CW, www.morsecodeclassnet.com. On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Mark, VK6QI.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course, and it's all about having a go, starting with the basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS Net has been running every single Tuesday for the past 3 years and has been unbelievably popular. Over the 6 hours, we've had more than four dozen CQQRS members, plus numerous others having a go, and who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday afternoon. So the CQQRS Net is on between 700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, between 7020 and 7040 kHz, and between 900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VKE2KI and VK6QI, via the email address on qrz.com, or you'll find our email address in the text version of this segment on the WIA website.
Thanks, Mark. Worldwide special interest groups, digital. First, M17-based radios begin shipping. Kinect Systems has begun shipping the first radios that operate M17 out of the box. The M17 project is an open-source digital mode alternative to modes such as D-Star and System Fusion, which rely on proprietary encoding and decoding hardware and software. The CS7000 M17 is an HT transceiver running M17 described as 4FSK modulation with an open-source protocol and vocoder. A plus version of the HT with additional memory and processing power will also be available. Worldwide special interest groups, Final Frontier.
Hi, this is Shane, VK4KHZ, with an update of upcoming ARIS events in our region. On Friday the 2nd of August 2024, at approximately 12:45 UTC, we have a scheduled ARIS Telebridge event with a youth group based in Banda Aceh, Indonesia. This event will be facilitated via Mackay-based ground station VK4ISS and operated by Shane, VK4KHZ, and Stephen, VK4SJV. The students from Banda Aceh have prepared 16 questions for US astronaut Sunita Williams. The ISS pass will be approximately 10 minutes duration, with a maximum pass elevation of 27 degrees at VK4ISS. The downlink signal from the ISS will be transmitted on 145.800 FM, plus or minus Doppler shift, and the audio downlink will be able to be received over a large portion of eastern Australia. Until the next update, this is Shane, VK4KHZ.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. RSGB IOTA contest is now on, July 27th to 28th. VK2 W7BRS Lord Howe Island, OC004. Jeff, operating from Lord Howe past week, says the number of QSOs in his log is really low and believes part of the reason is the fact that VK2, as a prefix, does not sound like Lord Howe Island. Despite the official rule changes, the Lord Howe Island prefix of VK2 does not register with people. Most amateurs are used to VK9L being a prefix that indicates the location. And yet, despite all of the efforts to get the country data files updated and so on, most just aren't aware of the fact that ACMA changed or reaffirmed existing policy that was already esoteric that Lord Howe Island is not VK9L. Jeff has a very strong suspicion that if he were to call CQ VK9L, the QSO counts would spike and he'd have real pile-ups to worry about. Currently, he can call CQ pretty much for an hour and not get a QSO. Maybe a few from the mainland VK, but not a single QSO from Japan on SSB, and not more than a handful of SSB QSO from the North Americas. Yes, it seems it's all in the call. Sao Tome and Principe, IOTA Alpha Foxtrot 023. The Dateline DX Association, DDXA, a worldwide DX organisation, has announced the activation of Sao Tome and Principe, a small island nation off the coast of Gabon, from the 11th to 20th of November 2024. the licence issued by the General Regulatory Authority in Sao Tome and Principe authorised the call sign Sierra 9 Zulu. The team will operate SSB, CW and digital modes on all HF bands, 10 to 160 metres, VHF on 6 metres and will also be on 432 MHz EME. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers, YOTA, here's Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Bruce. Ham radio lecturer and educator Dan, KB6NU, visited New York City to help those in the hacker and STEM/STEAM community blaze a trail into amateur radio. By the time he had finished teaching his one-day course, Ham Radio for Hackers, on 13th of July, 25 hackers had passed the US FCC technician test. The Hackers on the Planet Earth, or HOPE conference, turned out to be a right place for nurturing amateurs along this non-traditional path to radio. Ed, N2XDD, and Nicole, AD2IM, who were part of the volunteer examiner team, told Newsline that the new licensees included a 9-year-old girl. They said they shared Dan's hope that the worlds of hackers and hams will continue to merge successfully into a new adventure in ham radio. Speaking about new adventures, another new adventure began yesterday, the 27th of July, for the young US radio operators who are part of the Dave Coulter Memorial Youth DX Adventure. These other young amateurs are using the special event callsign K3Y on the HF bands during the RSGB IOTA contest this weekend. For the second consecutive year, they will be hosted by the K3LR contest group station in Western Pennsylvania, which is one of the world's largest contest stations. The youth team members are Ian, KI8NA, and Lily, W8LIO. They will be accompanied by youth mentors Katie, KE8LQR, and Grace, KE8RJU. Now, how about it, Aussie YOTA members? Let's hear what you are doing in this great hobby of ours. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks, Alec. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Maritime. Amateur radio participates in world's largest naval exercise. Partners Integrated and Prepared is the theme for Rim of the Pacific, RIMPAC 2024, the world's largest international military maritime exercise, which began June 27th and will come to a close on August the 1st. Conducted from Hawaii, the exercise encompasses many islands in the Hawaiian chain. The event included Australia among the 29 nations, 40 surface ships, 3 submarines, 14 national land forces, over 150 aircraft, and more than 25,000 personnel, including amateur radio operators working with healthcare facilities on the islands. ARRL Assistant Section Manager and State Government Liaison Michael Miller, KH6ML, said 36 amateur radio operators from Hawaii volunteered to demonstrate the value of amateur radio in emergency preparedness and response. Miller said it turned out very good and said some of the hospitals, staff and administrators involved had their first experience with amateur radio. The operators were able to blend their skills using public service radios, satellite phones, as well as amateur radio. KH6ML pointed out that hospitals on the smaller islands don't usually have a full-time communications officer, so working with amateur radio gave them experience for future emergencies. The amateurs worked with HealthCom Hawaii, which provides amateur radio communications to healthcare associations in Hawaii during emergencies and disasters. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF in sunny but cold Bendigo.
This is VK1 WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
On the social scene, let's have a look at the next couple of months. In fact, both events are happening in August, August the 18th and August the 24th. In VK3, it's the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18, and in VK4, Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, Saturday, August 24, at the clubhouse, McFarlane Park, Kippering. So now, until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia,
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.